Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim just left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans.
You know me, I like blues. I like that blues music, especially that Texas blues. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. Chester is the co-author, along with Adrian Gostick, of the new book, All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. And that's what we're talking about. Chester's brought some great stories of success, of getting employees engaged. And Chester, you were going to tell us about some of the specifics, some of the things that they did, and I'd like for you to do that now.
Sure. You know, it's really interesting. At Presbyterian Hospital, they're a faith-based hospital, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so they can talk about spiritual things and so on, and they don't get in trouble for doing it, which
right.
I love. Every morning between 9 and 10 a.m., they have what's called the Sacred 60. And what happens is anybody who manages anybody, you know, managers, supervisors, all the way up to the CEO, they unplug. So they turn off their cell phones, they close the lids on their laptops, and for 60 minutes, they are out and about. They are out talking to their people.
MBWA, management by walking around.
Exactly. And, you know, it doesn't have to be business. It can be personal. You know, they want people to get involved in each other's lives.
What a great idea.
Well, it's really interesting. In talking to Britt Barrett, who implemented this, he said, you know, of all the cultural change initiatives that we implemented, the idea of just for 60 minutes a day getting to know your people, he said, it had the biggest impact of anything else we did.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very revealing.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I mean, the thing is, sometimes, you know, the 20th century management model was that employees were employees, and you know, yeah, they had a personal life, but they came to work for the company, and it was, you know, people unfortunately didn't think as much about, you know, this person is a human being. This person wants to be successful themselves. They want to spend their lives working. If they want to spend their lives working for us, they want to be successful and productive and fulfilled in this assignment.
Absolutely. And, you know, just simply sitting down and talking to them, asking about how things are going, you know, their aspirations, where they want to go, how it ties into the core values of the organization, are all so key into keeping people connected and focused on, you know, the task at hand. And at Presbyterian, you know, it's about making sick people well and giving them back to their family.
Well, and see what that CEO did. He told his managers, drop your shields for an hour, drop your shields, and open up and allow people to open up to you. And the people who can't do that are the ones that the people determine that are not capable of being authentic.
Right. And
that's where that 8% comes from. You know, you said they were not 92% engaged. That's what happened to the other 8%. They couldn't drop their shields.
Right. And you know, your idea of being authentic and tying it to the values, you know, a lot of times you just need to sit down, just talk to people, see what's going on. And I found it fascinating. And they do a lot of other things as far as, you know, cross-pollination. They bring people together from different departments. You know, it's really interesting. After the whole pizza, you know, shindig, mm-hmm. It was interesting that people would write in and say, hey, thanks so much. It meant so much to me. You know, Britt, I saw you dancing. Don't do that again.
Exactly.
But, you know, you love it when your rank and file can kid with your CEO.
Right.
There's a relationship there, you know. But one of the things that was most revealing is one of the employees sent in and said, you know, 3 years ago, I didn't know anybody outside my department.
Yeah.
And now I know people all over the hospital, and it makes my job easier, and it makes my job richer.
If it hasn't already been done, I hope that somebody will go back and start cataloging the patient engagement, so to speak, whatever that quotient is, whatever that factor is, the patient well-being and happiness compared to, say, 3 years ago. Because this kind of behavior, folks, connects directly. It has a straight line, not a dotted line, to the engagement of customers.
You bet. You bet. No, they do. They track all that. And by the way, their bed vacancies are way down. Their turnover is way down. And their profitability is way up.
I mean,
Britt shared some of the numbers with me, which I'm not at liberty to share with you, but it's staggering over the last three years.
And think about it. Other than paying for 1,000 pizzas, what did they spend money on other than your fee and 1,000 pieces? I mean, if you think about it, that was a pretty darn efficient way to improve the performance of the organization.
Oh, sure. You know, you talk about investing in your people, and 1,000 pizzas in a hospital that big, I mean, that's a rounding error on the parking that they charge for the day. But, you know, it struck me when you said, hey, get back to the core values. Another interesting company in Dallas that I spent some time with was Sendero Business Services.
Mm-hmm.
And they do consulting. Now, it's really interesting. These guys had all worked for big consulting firms before. It's a firm of about 60 employees, you know.
Hold on. I'll tell you what, Jesse, hold on to that thought. I want to talk about them in the next segment, but I want to ask you one more question about this Presbyterian Hospital. What is their next plan? What are they going to do next? What is their next thing to the next level to get 92% performance up to 95% performance?
Well, you know, interesting that you talk about that, because that's what the senior executives are caucusing around right now and getting input from their employees. You know, it's actually a lot easier to go from 50 to 90
right.
than it is to go from 90 to 95.
Right. And it's maybe still tougher to stay at 92. But the point I'm making is they can't rest on those laurels. They got to keep working on it, don't they?
Exactly right.
Hold on to that thought. I told you, we got another story after these messages. Another one just like this one. Another great one from our good friend Chester Elton. He and Adrian Gostick are the authors of the book, All In. Sounds like you and me, doesn't it, folks? Stay with us. We're going
up around the bend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.